A very warm welcome to the Harrogate Family Law Show, joined in the studio today with Carol Jessop. Hello, Carol. How are you?
Hello, James. I'm fine. Thank you very much.
Lovely to have you on the show. I know you're you've just joined Harrogate Family Law as a partner after working for many years for a large firm based in York. Carol is a member of Resolution, which is a national association of 6,500 family law professionals. Carol sits on the Resolution Standards Committee, which is responsible for raising and promoting standards within the profession. Carol is also accredited by Resolution as a specialist family lawyer, and one of her areas of particular expertise is cohabitation law, which is what we're going to talk about today. So, Carol, what is cohabitation law?
The term cohabitation law is actually a bit misleading. There isn't really a law for cohabiting couples, and this is one area where the law could really do with being developed. The Law Commission, which is tasked with keeping the law fair and modern, simple and cost-effective, has recommended reform, but the government doesn't consider it a priority and there are no plans for improvement in the foreseeable future. Sadly, because the law is so inadequate, many people coming out of a cohabiting relationship can be left in a very vulnerable position. I see lots of clients who are shocked to find that their legal position is so very much different to that of a married couple, and I had no idea that was the case until their relationship comes to an end.
So with that in mind, aren't they just common law spouses then?
There is still a myth that after a couple have lived together for a period of time, they become common law husband and wife, but this is just a myth. The term means nothing. No rights are normally acquired just because you live with someone. However, there is one exception which I will deal with later. It isn't possible for a separating cohabitee to make financial claims for themselves, and there is no ability within the current law to apply for housing, a lump sum, maintenance or a share of pension funds like there is on divorce.
That's interesting. So what claims could then a cohabitee make?
Well, ownership of property and claims against property are dealt within the property law, which applies to everyone, irrespective of if they're in a relationship. It is, however, possible to make financial claims for the benefit of children born into a relationship. However, this is a complex area of law, and therefore listeners should speak to a specialist family solicitor who can advise them on their specific circumstances.
Fantastic. So after the break, Carol, we're going to be looking and talking about various common scenarios concerning cohabitees and property ownership. We'll be looking into that. That's on the way on the Harrogate Family Law Show on Stray FM.